Welcome to Michigan Ice Guys, podcasting to help you fish hard water better. Guys, welcome. We're doing a special episode today of the MI Ice Guys. Chaz here in the studio, just doing a little bit of recording, trying to get everything up and rolling for you guys, and keeping you in touch with what's going on out there. Now, Steph and I, we've been here in Michigan, just like you guys, looking for ice. Down here around Grand Rapids, it's been pretty sparse. I got out a little bit on Thursday, but got right off the ice because it was bowing pretty bad. Then the rain we had over the weekend, that was no big help either. But here it is, the snow in the cold and everything really kicked in Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, and guys are on the ice. We'll still want you to be real careful, and if you haven't listened to our episode on safety, I would recommend listening to that one more time because we want you as listeners for a long time. Hey, we're going to do something really special today. I've been tinkering with the computers. I got three computers in the studio all wired up and everything so that we can use Google Hangouts. We've got it interfaced in with the recording studio so that we can get a hold of Chad and Anthony. They're driving right now from North Dakota to Montana. They're on the NAIFC circuit. They're just fresh off of Lake Metegoshi tournament. And they're headed out to go get some rainbows in Montana. So when we come back, we're going to be live with the guys in the truck. It's going to be a little scratchy because we're using the internet to get it here. But I hope that you'll enjoy the information that the guys have, and they do have a big surprise for you. We'll be right back.
Hey, when I'm heading out fishing, I want to grab me a couple of beers. I like to have pop top off one. My choice is Schmoes. Bone Crusher, Treasure Chest, Hop Knocker if you dare. Amber Teas, IPA, and Pale Ale. Grab the Brewer's Six. It'll do you well out on the ice, and you can even share with your pals. So stop by your local bottle shop and grab some Schmoes. See you out there on the ice, guys. Drive safe. Hey, remember to stop on out to miiceguys.com and report the ice thickness where you're fishing. Help us all out in knowing where there's safe ice. Check out the map online at miiceguys.com.
Hey guys, we've got a special event going on today. We got Chad and Anthony live in the truck on the way to Montana. Fresh off some hot news. Chad, what's the hot news?
Well, we ended up winning out in Lake Metegoshi, North Dakota, putting up just over 14 pounds of bluegill.
Now, how many?
16 bluegill.
16 bluegill. That's pretty good.
We might have had a handful of pounders. We know we had two pounders for sure that were over, and we're thinking we might have had like three or four more. So
that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's an incredible fish here.
Did you remember to bring the scale?
Oh, yeah, we had a scale out there. We were weighing, it's a 10 panfish limit per person. So you can only keep 10 bluegills apiece, and we have to turn in 16. So we had a little shanty flipped over with the heater in there and the fish bucket and the scale. When we catch one, we'd run back there, weigh it up, and if it met the, we were trying to keep everything over 12 and a half ounces to make sure it's a big bucket. But as the day went, we were doing pretty good. Most of our fish weren't even in. I think we had three fish under 13 ounces, but our fish were over the 14-ounce mark or right around the 14-ounce mark, which is crazy.
Well, that's cool. I've been seeing on Facebook all the pictures and all the congrats. Sounded like Team USA did pretty good all across.
Yep, we had first, fourth, and fifth and seventh place. We're all Team USA members.
Awesome. That is just great news for everybody that's been rooting for Team USA. Now, how thick was the ice out there?
It was probably anywhere from like 12 to 15 inches.
Well, that ain't bad.
It's not bad for this time, you know, for North Dakota this time of year. Last year we had about 30 inches, so it was a lot less.
Cool. Yeah, we're here in Michigan, all the guys have just been jonesing. I think just in the last 12 hours, people have been reliably here around Grand Rapids been getting out.
Oh, yeah.
I saw your wife's been getting plenty of snow up at the
place up there, Scottsville.
Yeah, Ludington area is getting dumped on with snow. She is not enjoying it a whole lot.
Yeah, well, she was very thankful on Facebook that you had left her an ice suit.
Yeah, she likes wearing the polar fire suit to shovel the driveway.
Well, there's another great use for our listeners on that. So what was the go-to jig out there in North Dakota?
We were using using Brainerd jigs, like Wonder Bread I was using, and Anthony was using his Captain America jig, and, you know, tipping it with one white spike, sometimes two.
Oh, right on, man. Well, it looked like you guys got them by almost a quarter pound or 3/8 of a pound there.
About 3/8 of a pound, I mean. And out of the top seven teams, six of them were fishing the same group of fish that we were fishing, the same basin.
Big community hole. Cool.
It wasn't necessarily a big community hole, but it was a couple hundred yard stretch, and six of the top seven teams were all on that. So
awesome. Now, what kind of depth were you finding?
It was definitely the big fish area.
What kind of depth were you finding them in?
We were fishing like 16 to 20, but mainly 18 to 20 foot out there.
Cool.
So, I mean, on South Lake, it was a little bit shallower, but we figured out that we'd weighed enough fish that North Lake had a little better average size. Less fish, but a better average size, so that's what we went with.
Cool.
So, go for bigger fish for the win.
Awesome, awesome. Well, for you listeners, we do have Chad and Anthony fresh off a win in North Dakota. We're using Google Hangouts today to get them live in the truck as they're driving across to Montana. Anthony, can he take a minute on the phone there?
Yep, here's Anthony.
Hello.
Hey, partner, how's it going?
Not bad, Jazz. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. We got our listeners listening in. You guys fresh off that victory. How was the palm rod for you? Did you get into it?
I brought the palm rod out on several occasions, but, you know, we just like to use the palm rod when we absolutely have to, and Metagosia, you didn't have to. They were each pretty good, so we never needed to downsize to the micro stuff.
Well, that's good. It's good that you had it along. I know Steph and I did our seminar, and we're talking palm rods a little bit, introducing them to those guys out around Six Lakes. Had a real good time out there. Now, Chad said you were using the Captain America.
Tried and true.
Oh, yeah. Man, you got to bring those things to Ukraine when we go.
I brought them to Finland last year. Pictures of that bream I got and a couple other roach.
Oh, yeah. We had some good times with that. Hey, what was the big trick out there on the ice for you?
Oh, man, you just had to punch a bunch of holes and get the fish underneath you, really. Be in the big fish area and don't give up.
And the bite was pretty steady?
Yeah, bite was pretty steady. About 9:30, she died a little bit, and we had to go on the move. And that's when we really started punching some holes and working our grids.
Now, you guys were using the new quad, right?
Oh, yeah.
Riding in luxury this year.
Can-Am.
Oh, yeah. I bet you guys are the envy of everybody out there.
It is a sweet ride, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, how far do you got to go yet today?
We got about 9 hours left to drive here. We've been on the road probably about four, so.
Has Chad got the dashboard full of schoolies again?
No, the schoolies are in the back this time.
Okay. I remember last
year. We even had rod tubes and all that.
Oh, man, you guys are getting fancy first rate.
We're stepping it up, that's for sure.
Well, I'm going to make sure that when I post this little quick interview, that I put a link out there to you guys' tournament team page on Facebook.
Awesome.
So anybody that's wanting to really follow you guys and all the pictures, I know you're real good about snapping the pictures, a lot better than Chad. Hey, I got big...
yeah, we're trying to post pictures every other day or so, and maybe 1 to 2 videos a week. So,
hey, I got a big congratulations for you coming from our crew from Costa Del Mar. Melinda sent
good.
A special note out, and she says, next time you're holding up Big Wood, put on the Costas.
Yeah, Chad has his on his head.
Yep, I saw that and pointed it out to her. So that was
cool.
Great.
Yeah, we'll definitely make sure we get them a piece of the action.
So I know that you've got a little bit of inside bet, not inside bet, but inside track on the fish out there in Montana. What's going to be your big strategy this year?
The biggest strategy for us in Montana is probably going to be where the fish are coming through consistently. You know, there's travel areas and feeding areas. So if you're right smack dab in the middle of both, you could have a real good day.
Awesome. You got any new equipment you're going to specialize out for that?
Yeah, like I got a brand new Vexilar this year, and we're going to take some aquafew videos. So,
well, save a few of those videos for me or pipe them on back, and I will get those up on the page for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to it. It was a great win out there in North Dakota, the North Dakota Bluegill Champions this year. So,
yeah, you guys looked real good on the stage there, and say hi to Jack for me when you see him and any of the other good guys out there on the team.
Yeah, definitely, man.
All right, well, I'm going to let you guys go before you drop in another dip, go down another big hill. And
all right, Jess, thanks a lot.
Drive safe and don't hit a moose.
Oh, I'll try not to.
All right, see you, man.
See ya.
Well, that was just a quick interview that we grabbed over Google Hangouts, and I'm going to be right back after a short break. Guys, when you're out on the ice, do you protect your eyes? The MI Ice Guys have partnered with Costa Del Mar sunglasses. Made in America, made by hand. The thinnest glass technology for sunglasses. 100% UV protection. We love our Costas so much, we took them to Finland, to the Worlds. They allowed us to see where other people had been drilling before, protected our eyes in the blowing snow, and kept us looking good on the ice. Made in America, Costa Del Mar sunglasses. Get them online. Get them at a local retailer near you. Remember, tell them the MI Ice Guys sent you, and you need the best. Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson. That's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hi guys, it's Chaz, and back in studio. Fresh off that call, hope you guys enjoyed it. We're going to try and do that every time the guys got big news. Hopefully every week we'll get to be able to get a wrap-up from them on how the NAIFC circuit's going. And then I'll be able to pop in, and when Steph's available, he'll pop in with me, and we'll talk a little bit about Grand Rapids area fishing. So, really appreciate you guys tuning in today. Want to thank our sponsors for making all this go. If you haven't got out there and got you some of those new Scandia jigs from Caney, I really recommend grabbing some of those. Also, be safe out there. Get some cleats. This early ice and the snow and slush on it, you don't want to fall. Be careful out there, guys, and we're going to be back at you. This is a short episode this week, but thanks for listening, guys. Talk to you soon.
MI Ice Guys would like to thank you for joining us once again for one of our podcasts. Be sure to subscribe on miiceguys.com so that you don't miss any of our tips and hear a little bit about our fishing stories. Be safe out there, guys. Enjoy the fishing. It may thaw soon.